So where to next in the battle against Islamic State? On one hand, ISIS is losing valuable territory, but could the clash between Iraqi government and Kurdish forces take some pressure off the terror group? And regardless of the outcomes on the ground, will ISIS continue in another form? One theory is it'll form a virtual caliphate, uniting in cyberspace until it can reclaim physical territory. Well, I've spoken to Craig Whiteside, who's a professor of national security affairs at the Naval War College in Monterey, California, and I wanted to know exactly what a virtual caliphate could involve.
Some people use it just as a kind of a cute phrase for the cyber jihad or media jihad, the infamous and very capable ISIS propaganda or IS propaganda wing and department. So sometimes that's what they mean in a very narrow sense. But in another sense, when people are talking about the virtual caliphate, some individuals, particularly the U.S. military, describe it as a place that ISIS is going to transition into once they're defeated physically on the battlefield. And that's another more common and I think a term that's gaining acceptance, if you will.
And why is it gaining acceptance? Why has this idea grown in interest in recent times amongst people who are closely observing groups like Islamic State?
There's probably a variety of reasons, and not to project what I think they're thinking, but certainly I think it's this idea that the power of propaganda and the power of information wars, if you will, is influencing decision makers to look at that as a serious problem, possibly radicalizing elements of local populations that are much very far from Syria and Iraq. So that's one reason that it's grown. But the other one is still a suspicion and maybe even misunderstanding of how information works. It really overvalues or oversells this idea that the information is what's crucial, whereas it's really to us the physical caliphate that is much more important. And the destruction or the reduction of the physical caliphate is much more important to and affects the information part or the cyber jihad, if you will.
Right, because when we look at the conflict involving ISIS thus far, it's largely involved territorial losses, as you say. So in other words, a fight to reclaim land. But if the group retreats to a virtual realm, what challenges could that present to world leaders in the fight against the group?
Those challenges for world leaders are front and foremost to them, and that's because of the fear that either people will leave a physical caliphate and return to home and bring those skills, and this has been often discussed, but it's also the idea that out of frustration, out of a lack of control of territory or the ability to govern even small populations, that you will see an increase in attacks across the world, like we've seen over the last 2 years as the caliphate has begun its decline, the so-called caliphate. Again, we disagree with that. We think as the caliphate shrinks, it will see a corresponding reduction in attacks of opportunity, remote attacks, as some people call them, and we'll see a reduction there, and it will coincide with the reduction of the physical caliphate. That's why the reduction of the caliphate in Syria and Iraq is so important, and it is so crucial, and not just the reduction, but a continued focus on that aspect to ensure that in the next decade, you don't see a resurgence of that caliphate pop up as you see gaps and seams in the coalition against it.
But as ISIS improves its cyber capabilities, isn't it a situation where we could see a different kind of terrorist attack emerge with a focus on the cyber realm?
That's a possibility, and it's certainly something that we're looking at for against state actors. You know, all nations are concerned about increasing capabilities of small groups and individuals, but most of them usually are associated with state powers. To the best of our knowledge to date, that ISIS's actual cyber capabilities, the abilities to hurt states, communities around the world through cyber, is exceptionally limited, if not rudimentary. So that is not the fear. The fear is, when we talk about the virtual caliphate, it isn't that there would be cyber attacks per se, but that actually that the information, the ideas that are propagating in the cyber domain as part of the information campaign or propaganda campaign, that's what's going to be residual. And that's what can be harmful or radicalized. And that's the concern to date for policymakers.
Some might be inclined to use the word defeat when they hear about Islamic State losing territory. But is it that simple? Is ISIS being defeated simply because it's losing physical ground?
You know, there's quite a difference in how ISIS talks about defeat and what defeat would mean for them and what the coalition, the current coalition of about 80 nations that's facing them. And there's, you know, fortunately, there's quite a discrepancy there. There tends to be a discrepancy between two opposing elements on what the definition of defeat is. But right now, the difference is so large that is a problem, as you point out. And they have a very high bar for defeat for them. And the coalition really is thinking that the destruction of physical territory, which is important to the political movement of the Islamic State, that will be enough to cause them to be defeated. And, you know, obviously both of them are wrong, or they're looking at it from their perspective. And the truth is going to be somewhere in between, that the defeat for the Islamic State will be that it loses popularity both globally and, more importantly, locally, in the local areas that want to accept or embrace the idea that IS is selling. And that's an idea that can be damaged by, one, the loss of territory, but also, two, the idea that they were not able to protect once they established governance and came out in the open, that once they weren't able to protect the population from harm by a multiplicity of actors, that really damages the credibility of this particular caliphate project, as well as their ability to remain, the fact that they cannot sustain themselves against other actors, and not necessarily Western actors, is a problem for them that they'll have to overcome. That said, they've been defeated before. This movement is much better understood in a longitudinal sense, and going back into the Iraq War of 2003 on, and they were defeated from 2008 to 10. But the inability to finish the job against that group of people who kept the faith, and the strategic environment and the political environment that changed in Iraq and certainly changed in Syria in 2011 and gave them an opening, those factors allowed them to come back. And you can see the same thing happen in the future if we're not careful.
And cracks seem to be forming in the battle against ISIS. The US is calling on Iraqi and Kurdish forces to avoid escalating military action. Is there a chance that tension could take some of the pressure off Islamic State?
I would venture that it already has. Coalition warfare is difficult as political aims ebb and flow and sometimes change, and they're not shared among certain actors. When defeating the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq was a priority for this multiplicity of actors, then life was easy from the political angle, and the requirements for the coalition, the people who were knitting the coalition together, and their life was probably much easier. Now it's difficult as actors look past the Islamic State and see this defeat that you're talking about. They're looking past the Islamic State already to the next political and possibly even military confrontation between actors that now want to resolve some long-standing, truly long-standing political differences.
How important are the Kurdish forces in the battle against ISIS?
They have a great reputation, but my impression, not to take anything away from the things that they've done in and around northern Iraq, is that they've been a little bit focused on their own political goals and the consolidation of territory in what could be a future, you know, political entity, Kurdistan, and is currently a political entity for that matter. So they've really reserved their energy to some degree in anticipation of a long-lasting dispute with the Iraqi government.
Craig Whiteside, a professor of national security affairs at the Naval War College in Monterey, California, and an associate fellow at the International Center for Counterterrorism.